Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. One.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a terrific idea. This is Dr. Joy Brown. We've got Rob and Terry and Jessica, and Terry called, who's going to call back. So I'm going to get to all of you. We have much to talk about. We will talk about take the flag down and your feelings about that. But first of all, you know our priorities around here. I know our priorities around here. So, Rob, you get to be first. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. A special welcome.
Good morning. Well, actually, good afternoon, Dr. Joy. A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, terrific. What a great day to kind of start the process. How am I going to help you?
Yes. Basically, I wanted to say first, before I start, that long-time fan. I've been a fan of yours since 2000 when I discovered you in South Florida. And
great.
At the time, you were assisting a caller who was a police officer who was a single father who was having problems with two sons of his that he considered failures, and he felt his life was a failure. And on that day, you counseled him because he was near suicidal, and I heard that call. It was the first time I ever heard your show. I've been a fan ever since.
Well,
as for today, yes.
Okay. I mean, you're giving me goosebumps, but keep going.
Okay. Anyway, I'm calling today about my older sister. I'll start with the question, and then I'll fill in the blanks as you need them.
Okay.
How do you convince someone that they have a problem, a mental problem, actually, and that they need help? Specifically, my older sister, love her to death. She's 52. We're good friends. We travel a lot together. She is a hoarder. And she lives with my mother, who's 77, at her house in Western New York. And basically, she's got a lot of issues, but the one I'm calling about today is that she's a hoarder. Basically, the house, the areas of the house that she inhabits are a mess. Her closet is stuffed with clothes. She has clothes lying on the floor from the closet. I also mentioned she's a school teacher. She has a lot of her teaching material running down the sides of the halls, into the living room, into the garage, into the basement. Basically, it's a fire hazard. And I also have a younger sister, and we visit every now and again, a couple times a year, because we live in different cities. And we've gotten to the point where we hate visiting because the house is such a mess. And my mother hates having company over because of this as well. And case in point, we've spoken to her about it several times as well, but her personality is such that she'll either get mad, start crying, she shuts down, goes in her room and sulks, or gives the silent treatment to both of us. In fact, last year, for example, my kid sister confronted her about this, and my younger sister, she shoots straight from she's a straight shooter, straight from the hip, and they didn't speak for 6 months.
We call it shooting straight from the lip. So.
Straight from the lip, yes.
Yeah, all right.
And the problem is we've attempted to clean up the mess before, and, you know, they've done it, but it always returns. And obviously that's just that's not really solving the problem or addressing the problem. It's just cleaning up a symptom. So how do we convince her that she's a hoarder? She needs to get help to alleviate this problem.
All right, let me. There's several issues here, at least several. Understand that the basic issue about hoarding is, and maybe that'll help you a little bit, is people who hoard because they feel that if they don't hang on to this, no matter what it is, whether it's a piece of used aluminum foil or a newspaper or whatever it is, that if they don't hold on to it, they'll never be able to replace it. They can't get it back. So hoarding, by definition, is a statement of fear of loss, okay, which may help you understand. Let me ask you kind of the primary question here. You mentioned that your mother doesn't invite people over. And your sister is living with your mother. Has your mother ever said to your sister, look, you need to clean this up?
Yes, she has several times before.
And what is your sister's response when your mom says it?
She acknowledges it, and at times, because I was just home to visit a couple weeks ago too as well, she'll acknowledge it. She'll do some of the cleanup or start cleaning up, and it takes months to get that done. And then after it's done, the mess magically returns again. Always does.
Is there anything in particular that she, does she hoard everything, or is it newspapers? Is there a category of things that she hangs on to?
Actually, it seems like it's a lot. For instance, electronic equipment, we swapped out a lot of stuff like that,
yeah.
And defective equipment over the years and whatnot. And I told her, well, it's been replaced. You can go and recycle it or, you know, get rid of it. We don't need to have it hanging around. When I was back to visit 3 weeks ago, so I noticed in the garage some of the items that I told her to get rid of, they're just sitting there on the shelf, whole bunch
all right.
of them.
All right, let me ask you if this would work. Because understand that people only solve the problems that they see as problems. So it's not clear to me that she sees it as a problem. It's clear to me that she sees it as a social issue, but she's a big sister. So big sisters, you know, that kind of whole thing of, well, you know, I'm the one in charge, you know, you're not the boss of me. So that's probably not going to be profitable. But if you said to her, I'm just trying to figure out what would be the most effective. I'll tell you what. Pretend I'm your sister. Tell me how you want me to tackle this. Just give me. Pretend I'm your sister, and you're presenting this as a problem with a solution. What are you going to say to me?
You know that you have a. I notice you have a lot of things lying around the house. And specifically, I notice your clothing is, for instance, your clothing in your bedroom is on the floor. Doesn't that belong in the closet or say?
No, okay, not going to work. All right, because she's going to view that as critical and none of your business. Okay, so that's not going to work. Let's just take this one issue. All right, and we'll go through some other ones. Instead of saying to her, "Have you noticed your clothes are on the floor?" It's kind of patronizing. She's not going to buy that at all, and she's going to get hostile. Okay, and what we don't want to do is give her a reason to be angry with you as opposed to looking into the issue. So you might say to her, wow, you know, you've got such great taste in clothes. How about, is there, you know, I saw this thing on television where you can store winter clothes. You can put them in this thing and they'll compress so you have more space. All right, so instead of saying you're doing something wrong, it's saying here is a solution that might help you with something that's obviously important to you, which is your wardrobe. Okay? So because if she in any ways you views you as critical of her, she's going to respond with either tears or anger, which are really the same phenomenon, which is go away, leave me alone, you guys don't understand me. I'm taking care of mom, you guys have families, you know, this is all I've got, leave me alone. So it's not going to work.
Absolutely true.
So you may want to pick one area to start and say to her, hey, listen, I notice this in the old days would have worked. We have to figure out a modern equivalent. I notice the Boy Scouts are having a paper drive. Would it help you if we came over to bundle up to the newspapers and, you know, and make a day of it where we take all the newspapers over to the Boy Scouts? In other words, you're offering, here's a specific area. We're not going to say that you're a hoarder. We're not saying you're a slob. But here's this one area of newspapers. And in addition, you know, I'll show you how to get them online. So, and cause she may say, well, you know, I haven't read them yet. Say, listen, I'll tell you what, I'll get you a subscription to the New York Times online so you can watch it anytime you want. And in the meantime, you would be helping to recycle. The Boy Scouts would be thrilled. We can go to the barbecue and we'll come and help you. In other words, here is something that kind of people change because they see themselves as having either a problem, which she may or may not, but something in it for them, that there's something worthwhile that will help them. So this may be a chance to help somebody else out. Let me just back off a little. My mother is a hoarder, so I'm actually very experienced at this. And what? Let me help you understand. If you're dealing with a hoarder, what you do is make baby steps because you're not going to change their personality. As I mentioned to begin with, the issue about hoarding is I can't get what I want. I've gone through some kind of loss in my life that makes me feel that no matter what I have, I couldn't replace it. I put you on hold, and I'll come back. I'll tell you about mom. And folks, you know, I will get to all of you today. I'm delighted to be back. I'm delighted to be here to help you. And I promise I'll get to all of you and give you as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're going to get a busy signal if you're calling right now. I will be here certainly for the foreseeable future, so no worries, all right? And you get to listen to the program in the meantime. We're talking with Rob, who has a sister who lives with his mom, and she's a pack rat, and it's driving everybody crazy. And Rob's saying, okay, how do we tackle it? And I'm saying, being critical of her won't work. And people only solve problems when they view themselves as having a problem. So saying, what a mess! you know, you're the floor is best. The person who's probably the most valuable in your arsenal is your mom, because they are living together. So, but she, it sounds to me, if your mom is like my mom, she loves all of her children. So when you say to her, Sarah is really a pack rat, she's going to say, yeah, it drives me crazy. When Sarah says, Rob is bothering me about being a pack rat, she's going to say, yeah, he's always been bossy. So she, in theory, is your ally, but realistically is not necessarily going to be the lightning rod here, although it is her house. So at some point that her saying, she's saying to you, but my guess is she's not saying to your sister, this place is too big of a mess for me to invite people over. Because what she could say is, you can put anything in your room you want, I don't care about it, but in the living room you have to keep it cleaned up because I want to have friends over. But she's not saying that. We know that she's not saying that because we have the proof. All right, so here's the deal. I was talking about how do you deal with a pack rat, and my mom is one. And when I would go, I have tried everything in the past. I've said, Mom, I'm not going to stay with you because your house is a mess. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But what's been most effective with my mom is saying, Mom, listen, you know, there's a woman shelter down the street, and I just was reading in the paper that they're really trying to collect nice clothes for women. So how about if we went through your closet, and let's put all your white blouses out together, and you pick the three ones you like the best, and let's take over to the women's shelter. My mother is Imelda Marcos of Denver. She must have 40 gazillion pair of shoes, and most of them are run down and awful. So I'll say, all right, Mom, let's take out all your black shoes, and you pick the three ones you like best. And that actually has been workable, because I said that way, no matter when you go to your closet, you're going to have your favorite stuff. And that might work for your sister. Because it does a number of things. First of all, it's doing good by getting rid, which is a whole different concept. Number two, it's saying you get to choose. Number three, there's the additional benefit of whatever you have in your closet is looks terrific on you. You're always going to feel wonderful because you picked, instead of having 15 white blouses, you have the three that you love. And if she says, well, you know, I want four, fine. And what you do, and all right, the fourth possibility is saying, Mom, let's put things that you haven't worn for a year. We don't have to get rid of them. Let's just put them in a box and we'll put them underneath the bed. And if you haven't worn them in the next year, so she's not losing anything. It's still under the bed. And this can work either under the bed or let's put it in storage. You know, we'll pay for a storage closet for you. And the idea being, and any new white blouse that you bring in, something has to go out. So the idea being, she gets, yes, we love that one. So anything that if you buy a ring on Home Shopping Network, that's great, but one ring has to go out. If you see that they have a sale on green beans, well, green beans food is going to fall into a different category, although canned food, not necessarily. So the idea being, number one, she gets to pick one category. Don't try to do everything at the same time. The whatever she's getting rid of either goes into a temporary place and then it goes, or that it's doing good. It's raising money for somebody. It's going to a resale store. And anything that is in the same category that comes in, if something comes in, something has to go out. And quite often, people, once things are cleaned up, they like that, because there is something wonderful about having something really, really neat and being able to go to your closet and everything there looks terrific on you.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
Very
so,
good.
But the idea
that
right,
was the other thing. I was concerned about the problem coming back, which it has in the past. But that's a great idea.
Well, but if something comes in, something has to go out. Really does help. But the basic theory here, Rob, is empowerment, because the way that you guys have approached it, it's taking something away from her. That will not work. But if she gets to choose and she feels good about getting rid of something, it will change the dynamic. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The podcast will be available in about a half hour. You can play it to remind yourself, and if it works, and picking specific categories, or let her pick a specific category. If we were gonna give something to charity in one category, what would you choose? Okay. The idea being, she gets to choose at every step along the way. Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rob. Terry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thanks for being patient. How might I help?
Hi, Dr. Brown. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
My husband and I have a hard decision to make, and we have been discussing it endlessly, and we can't seem to come to a decision that we're at peace with.
Okay.
And it's about, it's actually kind of a good thing, but we've lived in the Midwest all of our lives in the same city with where my family is. And my husband was offered a job in California to a city we'd always thought we'd like to live in, where mm-hmm. we've been to and visited and we like. But now that that's happened, I'm just feeling like all panicky about it. Like I thought I would want to move there, but now that the chance has come, I feel like I don't remember the part of me that actually wanted to move there.
And, okay.
And it's sort of spread to him now.
Right.
And he's been thinking about, oh, well, when I take into account my pension or whatever from the job that I have, it's not really as good. And
okay.
I can't seem to come to a decision.
When would you have to make the decision if you made the decision to move? Have you made the decision to stay or to go? When would that have to happen?
We need to do it very, very soon because we technically have already, but he still has time to change his mind.
Fair enough. So the reason to go, as far as I understand it, is that you've been living in one place for a long time. This is a place that you thought might be interesting. What does the job look like? Is the job a better job than he has?
I would say it's roughly equivalent.
Okay. Is it the same company?
Exactly. No, it's a different company. It would be moving from working for a government to a private business, sector.
My understanding, how long has he been working for the government?
28 years.
So if he took a year off, could he go back to the government job if he wanted to? Or to a government job?
Well, we've assumed that he could not.
Maybe worth something investigating. My understanding is once you're tenured in the government, you may not be able to go back to exactly the same job, but you can go back. So that's number one to check out, okay? Because what we're really talking about here is the reason. Look, let me just give you one idea. People have the notion that if you've made the right decision, it'll feel terrific. That is a mistaken notion. Never buy into that because change is very hard for human beings. So anything that, I mean, even if it's wonderful, you're gonna panic about it. Let me put you on hold to come back to you. Folks, I know there are lots of you today. I'll get all of you, I promise. I promise. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best. Fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. I'm not going to give you the phone number right now because the lines are all filled. But don't worry, I'm here for right now. I'm taking your phone calls, being delighted to do it. Just be a little bit patient with me. And we're talking with Terry, who she and her husband have to make a decision. Do we stay or do we go? This is something they thought about for a long time. I was very excited about it. And I've said, you know, one of the assumptions that we either consciously or unconsciously make as human beings is if I made the right decision, it'll feel terrific. And I'm here to tell you that it's not the case. That you can't tell if a decision was the right decision or a wrong decision for a while. You can write down all the reasons, which Terry's having a hard time figuring out why we're thinking about going. And if you can, resurrect those, that might help your stomach acid. But at this moment, tell me, do you own your own home in the Midwest?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you have kids that are going to be involved in this move, or are they all grown?
I have a daughter who has a serious mental illness who's in her early 20s that is will be moving with us.
Okay.
And I have two other children that are, one is in college and the other one is in he's in graduate school, but they've kind of moved on to their own lives.
Exactly. Great. So we don't have to worry about kids saying, I don't want to leave my friends. And they're
no.
basically self-sufficient with one exception here. All right. Mm-hmm. The first thing I would do is find out what the status is about moving back to his old job, just so he knows. But mm-hmm. at this moment, and hopefully the answer is yes, because what I would do, I'm one of those people who really believes in the Helen Keller school of life, that life is daring risk or it's nothing at all. That what you don't want to do with your last rattly little breath is say, I wonder what would have happened if. All right? Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. You've been where you are. It's comfortable. And at some point, the idea of that change was really exciting. So what I would do at this moment is see how much I could hedge my bets. Mm-hmm. And if you can, so instead of selling your house, I might rent my house.
Well, that's too late.
You sold it?
It would be too late for that.
Honey, let me tell you, if the gods of real estate help you sell your house, obviously you should move because you can always come back. And that's my point. That
uh-huh.
what if you don't make this move, you'll always wonder. If you do make it, one of two things will be true. Either it will be the best thing you have ever done, at which point, the idea of not experiencing this, I mean, unthinkable. Or it will be a disaster. If it's a disaster, what you will do is come back and appreciate what you had better. So I would say if you're looking at it from that point of view, there is essentially no downside. The only downside would be, for example, taking a loss on your house. That's already taken care of.
The thing that's been on my mind is that my parents are in their 80s.
Okay, let's look at your parents. Are they healthy now or not healthy?
They are starting to decline a little bit, but I'd say they're very healthy for their ages.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you got to move back with your parents, they're okay now, so you take the risk now.
Mm-hmm.
If either of them were in serious jeopardy, look, the point is, what you're doing at this moment is looking for reasons not to take a chance. And when in doubt, take a chance that essentially has no real downside to it.
Okay.
With the possibility of your husband's job. And I would check into that. My guess is if he was willing to take that other job, that the other job had something to offer him more than the government. If nothing else, how do you know how do you appreciate what you have? And let's try something else. And either you'll understand that you settled, and thank goodness you tried this because it's so much better, or you took a risk, it didn't work, so you appreciate what you had better.
Okay, although there's no guarantee that he could return to where he is.
Find out.
Okay.
You may not just find out what the issue is. And you know, in the bottom line, you can make all the lists of positive and negative. But don't make the assumption that if this was the right move, we'd feel better about it. Because it has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's unconsciously what you're doing. If this was a good move,
true.
We'd still be excited about it. It has
true.
Nothing to do with
yes.
it. Let me give you the most vivid example I can think of, two. One is that we know that the recidivism rate, it's not even recidivism, that people who've been in prison for long periods of time, who are about to be paroled, there's a huge percentage of people who will commit a crime in prison so that they cannot be paroled. Mm-hmm. And you'd think, why would they do that? And the answer is, what they know is what they know.
Mm-hmm.
The other horrifying example is people in concentration camps during World War II. And it's hard to imagine a more horrifying situation. But the thing that when they were liberated, they wouldn't leave because the idea of change is so scary to human beings that they'll stay in situations that are unthinkable. Your situation is obviously not unthinkable at all. But at one point, when you weren't quite so scared, it seemed like a good idea to try. I'd sort of see if you could get back to that one because there's essentially very little downside. Find out about your husband's job. But understand, you're working on the assumption that if it was the right idea, we'd feel better about it, and it has nothing to do with anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Oh, except one factor. If you can't hear my program there, don't go. I'm kidding. You can hear my program anywhere. I mean, look, let's understand what the criteria is, what the important things are.
If I couldn't hear you, there's no question I would not budge.
You can bless your little pee-picking heart. You can always hear me on the Internet, right, and podcasts, so no worries.
Right.
All right, I'll go with you wherever you go. I'll be walking there with
deal.
You. All righty?
It's a deal. Thank you.
You got it. Let me know what you decide.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I was going to give you the phone number. I'm not going to do it right now, which is because the lines are all full, and I don't want to add to your frustrations. Jessica, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. The reason I was calling, I'm trying to ask your advice regarding my daughter. I'm concerned about her health because she's working so hard. She's the sole provider for her family. She has two kids going to college. She has a mortgage, you know, and the usual bills. She's married. Her husband's a stay-at-home dad. And she travels 2 hours to and from work. She's constantly on the go. When she comes home, she has to cook supper or do food shopping, do the laundry.
Darling, before I let you get much farther in this, has she come to you and said, "Mom, I'm so exhausted. I don't know I can't see straight"?
No, but I could. I see,
Jessica. Jessica.
I know. I'm going to say that, but I'm so worried about her.
I know you are, but so the way to deal with the worry is saying, for example. In fact, I'm about to read a commercial for a new sponsor of my program who will actually deliver food to your house. So one of the possibilities, it's called Plated.com, and you'll hear about it, I think, tomorrow. And so one of the possibilities is saying, hey, darling, for Mother's Day, or I guess Mother's Day has come and gone, for your birthday or for the 4th of July or for no particular reason except I love you, I'm going to supply this wonderful place, Plated.com, and I'm going to send food to you for a month so you don't have to cook. And see how she feels about that. But going to somebody and saying, I mean, my mother, let me tell you, and I'm not making fun of moms, I am one, but I will also tell you, my mother, when I said I'm going to Israel, she said, don't go. And I said, why not? And she said, it's too dangerous. And I said, Mom, for that 8 days, I'm going to be the safest person on the planet. Nobody wants me dead. But that's what moms do, is I worry about you. You work so hard. I'm fine. And my finest moment as a mom, I tell you this, not actually, to brag a little, but to actually, when my daughter said, I'm going to Alaska to tag seals, my thought was, oh my God, seals, they attacked me. And my finest moment as a mom was said, have a good time, honey. Because when we say to our adult children, I'm worried about you, when they have no worries about themselves, we're in some ways recreating the role when they were much younger. And partially we're doing that because it makes us feel better. It's reclaiming a role that's familiar to us. But the price tag on it is it tends to demean them. It tends to make them feel that we don't trust them, that they're not in charge of their own destiny. If our kids come to us and say, I'm worried about this, then instead of saying, well, here, let me take care of it, our response should be, is there something I can do to help you? To give them the respect that they're asking for. Your daughter is not saying, I'm exhausted. Your daughter's not saying, I can't do this. If she does, then instead of saying, well, if your husband, you know, worked more, and that's being judgmental. It's being negative. It's going to make her mad at you.
But I was trying to get her to have her family help her, like delegate.
Why Jessica?
Come home and have to cook.
Jessica?
And do all day.
Jessica, I hear. But let me tell you what she's hearing. Mind your own business, Mom. You've never liked my husband. You don't understand. You had a different kind of relationship. Why can't you respect my choices? And that's the problem, is that she feels every time you say something like that, you are not respecting her choices, which means you're not respecting her. Put you on hold. Be right back. I'm Margaret, Tom, and Ralph. I will get to all of you. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place.
It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Joy at
855-99-DR-JOY. Great idea. We were talking to Jessica, who has a very hardworking daughter. But Jessica, and Jessica's saying, you know, I'm worried about her, and I'm saying, is there any indication? I mean, has she had heart palpitations? Because, look, if there are any medical issues, if she has heart palpitations, if she's not sleeping, she's either going to come to you or more likely go to a doctor and say, I have these issues. And if she describes her lifestyle, the doctor's going to say, you need to cut down or whatever. But hearing it from your mom, as you know, if your mom had said, gee, why doesn't your husband make more money, or I think he should take you on vacation more, or how come your kids don't call you more often, you don't take that as mom being concerned. You take that as mom criticizing.
Maybe you could explain her thinking. I don't understand why she doesn't ask her family for support. Like, in other words,
No, I know what the words mean. I know what the words mean. Listen, my dear, it may be that it's important to her to prove that as a working woman she can do everything else, that she can also do the cooking and be a good mom. You can ask her. I mean, it's not an unreasonable question, but you have to be careful how you ask it. You can say, gee, honey, you seem to be doing so much. I'm just kind of curious about why you haven't asked the kids to make dinner for you. But you have to make it so you are being genuinely curious, not being critical.
That's what I need. I need the right verbiage to use because I don't have that. I'm like a 2x4 side of
the I hear. All right, so listen. So take her out. Okay, mommy board, mommy plank. All right, here's the deal. So take her out. But you're going to have to be really cautious about this because when you say, honey, let's take you out for a mani-pedi or I'm going to take you out for lunch, she's going to think, oh, she's going to rail into me again about why my kids aren't better and I'm such a crummy mother and why are they not helping. So you're going to have to be very careful. Just say, you know, I am so proud of you. You are just, you know, you are my hero. Let me just, you know, I was awake last night and I was trying to figure out how, you know, what you're thinking is about why you're not asking your kids to make food. I'm just curious about it. And I'm not trying to be critical. Please don't take it as critical. I'm just curious. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But you're going to have to be really careful. And if she says, oh, Mom, you're being critical, saying, look, I know in the past I've seen like I was railing at people. I'm just kind of curious, I guess. And you could say, you know, you guys were, you know, I can remember that it was really difficult to get you guys to clean your plate or to put the dishes in the dishwasher or clean your rooms or whatever. And I guess I just expected that you were probably better at it than I was. But you have to be genuinely curious, not being, you're my little precious girl and I don't want you to work so hard and you have all these thugs who don't appreciate you. Can't do that. Because then she'll just get mad at you. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Good. Yes. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good morning, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Margaret. How are you today?
Very well. It is a great pleasure to speak with you again.
Well, thank you. How
am
I to help
you? I am the one called you a few months ago regarding I found my daughter in China after 30 years of separation.
Right.
When I went to China to visit her 2 years ago, I gave her a suitcase full of my clothes. Most of those clothes are near new condition with classic style. However, when I talked with her last night on a Skype, she told me that she planned to let go of my clothes. My question for you is it appropriate to ask her to send my clothes back to me through the post office by boat? The cost will be very low. Of course, I need to find out if she keeps those clothes in good condition, then I still can use them. I know she only wears my clothes only a few times. I am the person who likes to live below my means, and I hate to waste. Or should I just let it be? What should I do?
What does your instinct tell you?
Well, I don't know. I think all night I just think about you. Don't know what to do. To ask about you.
You know, I hear what you're saying. Understand, my darling, that first of all, use clothes or use clothes. And I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of waste it drives me crazy and whatever. But this particular situation, if she thought the clothes were still valuable, understand from her point of view, they were used clothes. It may or may not have been an appreciated gift. I mean, I send one of my sister's clothes, or I used to send her clothes all the time because we're about the same size. And I live in New York, and I have, to be quite honest, much more fashionable wardrobe than she does. And she, you know, she doesn't have much money, so I was sending her clothes. And she was finally saying to me, would you stop sending me stuff? Because, you know, they were used clothes as far as she was concerned. So I thought I was doing a good deed. She thought I was being a pain in the neck. So at this particular juncture, you know, if there's one particular outfit that you felt very strongly about, given the fact that they were used clothes to begin with, they've been gone for 2 years, my guess is you can do very well without them, and presumably she'll give them to somebody who needs them or wants them in China. So I just say, you know, if there's one outfit or something that you really want, you could say, look, let me send you the fare, and you can send them back, but I'd probably let them go. I mean, go and buy yourself. Obviously, you've done without them for 2 years. You'd already worn them. Go buy yourself something lovely. For whatever the cost of getting them back to you is, go buy yourself a new outfit. I'd let it go.
Oh, so you said just let it go.
Yeah, I would let it go.
Those clothes are very good condition. I only wear them once or twice. They are from Nordstrom's, you know.
I got it, Margaret. But Nordstrom still has clothes, as far as I understand it. It's going to cost something to get them back. They're already 2 years old, plus however long you had them. They're clothes. Clothes are meant to be disposable. Presumably she's giving them to a charity or something. I'd let it go.
So you should just let go.
Yeah, and you can tell her, listen, tell me if you'd like me to send you some new things to replace those, or you'd rather just shop for yourself in China. And that way you'll know. But, I think saying, please send the clothes back, it sort of implies that you're being a little bit critical of her, that, you know, here are these great clothes, I gave you these great clothes, I want them back. I'd let them go.
Okay,
and I mean, whatever it would cost to get them back, Nordstrom's will have end of the summer sales. Go buy yourself something lovely, and think of it as a gift from your daughter.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Margaret.
Thank you for your wisdom.
Well, thank you, sweetie. And listen, I'm like you. I love used clothes, and I like sharing. But you and I are not everybody agrees with us. So let it go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and enjoy getting something new. All right, Abe, I can now give out a phone number because I have an open line. Ralph, call back. I know it's going to be a while. Tom, tell me what we're going to be talking about, then I'll put you on hold and you'll get as much time in the second hour as you need. What's on your mind, sir?
Sure. I am the grandparent of a almost three-year-old who lives with me and is about to be reunited with his biological father. And
okay.
I'm not quite sure how to what to do to prepare him or not prepare him for that.
Fair enough. I'll tell you what. When we come back, tell me the circumstances under which you've had him. Has he seen his biological father in the 3 years you've had him? Fill me in on the details, and I'll walk you through it. All right. 855-993-7569. I now have some available lines, so if you can afford to wait a little bit, you can call now. If you're feeling impatient, then you can wait about 15 minutes. 855-993-7569. We'll start with Tom. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.